欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie。 今天呢，我们要和包比来分享一部由英国广播公司 BBC 投资的电视电影
Hi, I'm Bobby. Welcome to Home Video. Today we're going to talk about a movie named Toast. Toast is a British TV film directed by S.J. Clarkson. The first showing was on BBC One on 30th December 2010, and the film received a gala at the 2011 Berlin Film Festival.
Toast 是讲述英国国宝级美食家 Nigel Slater 的童年故事。
Yes, it is based on cookery writer Nigel Slater's autobiographical novel of the same name.
这部影片呢邀请到了以电影《八月迷情》August Rush 迷倒了众多观众的童星 Freddie Hammer 与获得了第83届奥斯卡最佳女配角提名的著名演员 Helena Bonham Carter 共同出演。
And Freddie Hammer plays a 15-year-old Slater with Helena Bonham Carter as his stepmother.
生活在一个典型的三口之家当中，但是啊，妈妈不善厨艺，总是买各种各样的罐头食品给他吃。
Nigel Slater is keen on cooking, while his mother is a poor cook.
My mother was always averse to fresh produce. I'm Nigel. I'm 9 years old, and I've never had a vegetable that didn't come in a tin. It must have been the lack of nutrients that gave my father his fiery temper. He was not a sweet man, despite a very sweet tooth.My mother's sweet nature made up for her inability to cook, or even make a sandwich. When you're deprived of something, it just makes you all the more hungry for it.
在影片的一开始呢 ，Nigel 是这样描述他小时候的生活的。My mother was always averse to fresh produce. 我的妈妈呢，一向都不喜欢新鲜的东西。Fresh produce.在这里呢就是指各种各样的生鲜制品。如果我们有机会看电影呢，就会看到当 Nigel 拿起那些生鲜制品的时候，他妈妈都表示反对。所以这里用了一个词叫 averse。averse 就是 strongly opposed, 非常的反对和不喜欢。比如我们在饭馆里坐了一个位置，我们先吵，我们可以跟 waiter 说 ,we're averse to such noisy surroundings. 我们对这样吵闹的环境呢非常的不满意。我们再举个例子，比如说She was so self-centered, 她是这么的自我中心 that she was averse to all advice from others, 她对别人的意见呢一向都听不进去。除了妈妈不喜欢新鲜东西以外呢 ,Nigel 还继续说 ,I've never had a vegetable that didn't come in a tin. 我从来没有吃过非罐装的蔬菜，所以我们也真的似乎可以理解为什么她有机会成为国宝级的厨师，看来这是小时候的苦还真没白受呢。
其实呢，妈妈也不是特别的不喜欢那些生鲜制品，重要的原因是因为她不会做，所以呢，只能给儿子买各种各样的罐头食品吃。
在幼小的 Nigel 看来呢，不仅是他不喜欢这些罐装食品，就连他爸爸也因为这个罐装食品有一些变化。是什么变化呢
？It must have been the lack of nutrients that gave my father his fiery temper.
肯定是因为缺少足够的营养，我爸爸才脾气暴躁的。He was not a sweet man.他一点都不亲切 ,despite a very sweet tooth, 但确实是一个非常爱吃甜食的人。
尽管对于小时候的 Nigel 来说呢，他的生活当中啊其实要求也并不多，只是想吃点好吃的嘛，这跟所有的孩子都一样，但是妈妈却在这方面恰恰不能满足他的需求。但是不管怎么说 ,Nigel 和母亲的关系还是很好的，他也还是很爱妈妈的。
Nigel 是这样评价厨艺不佳的妈妈的，他说 ,My mother's sweet nature made up for her inability to cook or even make a sandwich.
我妈妈温柔的性情弥补了她糟糕的厨艺，她甚至连个三明治都做不好。如果看电影我们就会看到非常搞笑的一幕、Nigel 拿起妈妈做的三明治，她妈妈不注意的时候
就扔掉了，
对，扔掉，
难以下咽啊。
是，这句话里提到了 make up for, 弥补或者补偿 ,do something as a compensation.我们看到像 Nigel 的妈妈这样连三明治都做不好的妈妈依然可以成为一个好妈妈，其实也是提醒我们 Love can make up for nearly everything。 其实爱可以补偿很多东西，有的时候我们可能觉得自己不够，很有钱 Nothing to give, 没有什么可给的，实际上我们依然可以给别人爱哈。 在后面的一句就 Nigel 进一步讲到了他之后为什么可能成为大厨呢 deprived of something 因为他被剥夺了从小品尝美食的机会哈 when you are deprived of something 当你被剥夺了某样东西 it just makes you all the more hungry for it 你肯定会对它更加的渴望 deprived of 就是 take something from somebody 就是从某人那儿夺走一些东西比如说 these misfortunes almost deprived him of his reason最近发生的这些不幸呢几乎让他丧失了理智那正因为 Nigel 从小被剥夺了一些特别的机会和经历所以他有说到 It just makes you all the more hungry for it 你就会更加的渴望
My mother was always averse to fresh produce I'm Nigel I'm 9 years old and I've never had a vegetable that didn't come in a tin It must have been the lack of nutrients that gave my father his fiery temper He was not a sweet man despite a very sweet toothMy mother's sweet nature made up for her inability to cook, or even make a sandwich. When you're deprived of something, it just makes you all the more hungry for it.
那就因为对美食的这种极度渴望 ，Nigel 经常缠着妈妈一起要做好吃的，可是每次尝试的结果呢都很糟糕。所以 Nigel 家的晚饭呢，经常就是几片烤面包，就是这个 toast.
They often make some toast at their dinner.
No matter how bad things get, it's impossible not to love someone who made you toast. Once you've been through that crusty surface to the soft dough underneath and tasted the warm, salty butter, you're lost forever.
虽然呢每天在家只能吃烤面包，但是 Nigel 觉得呢，只要是妈妈亲手做的这个烤面包啊，吃烤面包的生活也很幸福。
那 Nigel 是如何绘声绘色的形容妈妈做的烤面包呢？他说 ，No matter how bad things get.无论情况有多糟糕 It's impossible not to love someone who made you toast 你都不可能不爱那个为你做吐司的人为什么呢 Once you've battened through that crusty surface to the soft dough underneath 一旦你咬透焦脆的外皮吃到柔软的面饼 And tasted the warm salty butter 尝到暖暖的咸咸的黄油 You are lost forever 你就会永远沉浸其中通过这段描写我们也不难看出即使 Nigel 成不了大厨也会成为一个美食家的
嗯，听到他这样的描述是不是每人都有点想吃一片吐司的那种冲动和欲望啊
No matter how bad things get It's impossible not to love someone who made you toast Once you've been through that crusty surface to the soft dough underneath and tasted the warm salty butter You're lost forever
それに、虽然妈妈的厨艺不好啊、但是 Nigel 呢、还是很爱妈妈的。
And Nigel makes friends with the gardener Josh.
Josh 呢、热爱一切自然的东西、这跟 Nigel 在家里受到的教育啊、可是完全不一样的。
What are you doing?
Making compost.
What's compost?
Sort of nature's way of melting everything together. Come here. Sure.Right, feel that.
It's hot.
Truly. Everything breaking down. Let's all the goodness out. That's what I love about gardens.
What?
They're alive.
How do you mean alive?
Here. Right now, there's 100,000 biological reactions going on all around us. Thousands of new things being born. All these smells and tastes.No wonder it's an assault on the senses. That's what nature's all about, ain't it?
What?
Yo. Right. Smell this. Know what that's called? Go on. Have a guess.
How about that?
What's it make you think of?
How about it?
Pleasure.
Pleasure?
Yeah. Through life.
对于教授来说呢，他做园丁啊，不仅仅是为了养家糊口挣钱，他最主要的呢，是非常的热爱这份跟大自然特别亲近的工作。
嗯，这样让 Nigel 非常的感兴趣，为什么他工作能这么起劲呢？不像他爸爸在工厂里总是火冒三丈，大声训斥别人。于是 Nigel 就问 Josh， 你在做什么？ Josh 就回答 ，making compost。compost 其实就是我们说的什么呢？农家肥 ，mixture of decayed organic matter。就是把那些有机物混合起来让它们慢慢的腐败最后就变成了 fertilizer 变成了一种肥料哈然后赵氏接着解释呢这种做肥料的方法就是 sort of nature's way of melting everything together 一种天然的方法呢能够让所有的东西融合在一起进而呢 everything breaking down, lets all the goodness out. 所有的东西都分解掉，就只剩下有营养的部分了。That's what I love about gardens. 这就是为什么我热爱园艺。They're alive. 他们是鲜活的。Josh 进一步向一脸迷惑的 Nigel 解释为什么他认为这个 garden 是 alive 的呢？他说 ，Right now there is 100,000 biological reactions going on all around us. 就在此时此刻，我们身边有数以十万计的生化反应在进行 ，thousands of new things being born. 有千万个事物在诞生 ，all these smells and tastes. 所有的气味和味道 ，No wonder it's an assault on the senses.说是对感官的刺激呢，也不足为奇。他用了一个词呢，叫 assault on the senses， 就是对感官的一种攻击哈。Assault 的意思就是 attack， assault 在这里的意思就是 attack someone physically or emotionally， 就是在生理和情感上刺激别人。
What are you doing?
Making compost.
What's compost?
Sort of nature's way of.Melting everything together. Come here. Here you go. Right. Feel that.
It's hot.
Totally. Everything breaking down. Let's all the goodness out. That's what I love about gardens.
What?
They're alive.
How do you mean alive?
Here. Right now.There's 100,000 biological reactions going on all around us. Thousands of new things being born. All these smells and tastes. No wonder it's an assault on the senses. That's what nature's all about, ain't it?
What?
Still. Right. Smell this. Oh, that's cool. Go on, have a guess.
I don't know.
Well, what does it make you think of?
Pomegranate.
Pleasure.
Pleasure?
Yeah. Cool, eh?
赵氏教 Nigel 呢用自己的感官去体验自然，但是 Nigel 现在还不是特别能够理解。
One day, Nigel persuaded his mother to buy some spaghetti and he will cook it.
和母亲一起做的意大利面呢很成功，但是父亲啊却觉得很难吃。而在饭桌上呢，母亲的哮喘病又犯了。
However, Nigel doesn't know that his mother is having asthma.
而同学告诉他，也许他妈妈生病的表现是因为她怀孕了。
I think she's pregnant. Pregnant?To do with the breathing, breathlessness, nausea. I'm telling you, it's the same as my mum. Sick all the time for no reason, tricky with food. Hello?
带着这个疑问呢 ，Nigel 又去问了 Josh.
And Nigel thinks his father doesn't like him.
Josh, how can you tell if someone's pregnant?
You ain't been messing about with someone, have you?
Not me. Mum.
Mum.
She's been sick all the time.
Well, she doesn't look very pregnant, Nige.
I hope not.
Is she going to be pregnant anyways?
I'm scared that if she goes into hospital, I'll have to be looked after by my dad.
Anyway, what's the matter with your dad?
I don't think he likes me.
Don't be daft. What's not to like?
I think he thinks there's something wrong with me.
Nothing wrong with Nigel. Everything's going to be okay.
在和 Josh 谈论起这个话题的时候呢 ，Josh 也不是特别理解为什么 Nigel 那么怕妈妈会再次怀孕呢？难道给他生一个小弟弟或小妹妹不好吗？
嗯 ，Nigel 这时候说出了自己的顾虑。I'm scared that if she goes into hospital, I'll have to be looked after by my dad. 我害怕如果她进了医院，我就得由我老爸来照看了。I don't think he likes me. 我认为他不喜欢我。这时候 Josh 就觉得很奇怪，说。Don't be daft. What's not to like? 别傻了，你爸爸怎么会不喜欢你呢 ？Daft, D-A-F-T, 是一个非正式的口语用语，意思就是 foolish 或者 silly。比如说，我们说别人别那么笨了，别那么蠢了。Don't be so daft. 或者别人说了一句傻话，我们可以说 What a daft thing to say. 怎么会说这样的傻话呢？
所以这个时候呢，对于幼小的 Nigel 来说，最可怕的事啊，莫过于他和他爸单独相处，因为他一直认为啊，父亲是不喜欢自己的。
是啊。How can you tell if someone's pregnant?
You ain't been messing about with someone, have you?
Not me. Mum.
Mum?
She's been sick all the time.
Well, she doesn't look very pregnant, though,
I hope not.
Is she going to be pregnant anyways?
Except that if she goes into hospital, I'll have to be looked after by my dad.
Anyway, what's the matter with your dad?
I don't think he likes me.
Don't be daft. What's not to like?
I think he thinks there's something wrong with me.
Nothing wrong with Nigel. Everything's going to be okay.
和 Josh 在一起的时候呢 ，Nigel 是格外的放松，也十分开心。两个人之间也建立起了深厚的友谊。
And one day, the family suddenly will go to the seaside to have a holiday.
虽然说是外出度假，但是在野餐的时候，能吃的还是他们带的那些罐头食品，让 Nigel 多少有些失望。
We'll have to have ham.
Of course, you bloody will have to have ham. We're on holiday.
He doesn't like ham. I know I like ham. I just don't like the jelly.Come and go and get fish and chips.
Look, I just eat for God's sake. For your mother.
一家人外出度假呢，本来应该是都高高兴兴的，但是 Nigel 显然表现得不太好，因为他对他们带去的这些吃的又在挑挑拣拣呢。
这时候爸爸呢，让 Nigel 吃罐装火腿。Nigel 说 ，I know I like ham. 我知道我喜欢火腿。I just don't like the jelly. 我只是不喜欢胶冻。如果我们有机会看电影呢，会看到 Nigel 这时候在盘子上用叉子去捅罐装火腿里边的肉冻。在他看来，他还是更喜欢吃新鲜的东西。没想到呢，这又惹怒了他的老爸。其实从这里边，我们就会逐渐发现，整部电影里所有人的 conflict， 所有人的矛盾冲突都是和食物有关系的。那这里呢，这个 jelly 这个词呢，除了肉冻、胶冻以外呢，还可以指我们大家都喜欢吃的果冻，包括果酱。比如说 ，We had toast and jelly at breakfast。我们早餐吃的是烤面包和果酱。
父亲看到 Nigel 呢在把火腿上的那些胶冻给剥开啊，于是大发脾气。而这个时候，母亲的哮喘又再次发作了。
So the picnic is ruined because of his father's bad temper.
在晚上的舞会上呢 ，Nigel 向母亲询问了他的病情。
Mom, can I ask you a question? You're not pregnant, are you? Take birth and you feel worse than. You keep doing all that heavy breathing.It's my lungs, Nigel. I'm not going to be very well. Maybe for quite a long time. But you'll be all right by Christmas, won't you? I don't know, Nigel. But you'll still teach me how to make more pies, don't you? Go very well. Promise? I promise.
说到自己的病，妈妈对 Nigel 这样解释道。I'm not going to be very well, maybe for quite a long time. 我身体不太好，而且可能会病很长时间。但是这个时候 ，Nigel 问妈妈说 ，But you'll be all right by Christmas, won't you? 但是你在圣诞节会好，对吧？为什么 Nigel 希望母亲在圣诞节前身体能够康复呢？因为他有一个小小的心愿。Nigel 对母亲说 ，But you'll still teach me how to make mince pies, won't you? 但是你还会教我做肉馅饼，是吧 ？Mince, M-I-N-C-E， 它本身有个动词的词性，就是把肉切碎。比如说我们在超市里买肉的时候，可能会有人问 ，Would you like me to mince the meat for you？ 需要我替你把肉切碎吗？那 mince pies 就是碎肉的馅饼。
Nigel 这么问呢，显然是因为妈妈之前啊曾经答应过他，在今年的圣诞节会教他做肉馅饼，他一直对此啊是非常的期待。
Son, can I ask you a question? You're not pregnant, are you?Take birth and you feel worse than. You keep doing all that heavy breathing. It's my lungs, Nigel. I'm not going to be very well. Maybe for quite a long time. But you'll be all right by Christmas, won't you? I don't know, Nigel. But you'll still teach me how to make more pies, don't you? Go very well. Promise?
那接下来妈妈的病是不是会好呢？他们在圣诞节的时候是不是真的做了肉馅饼呢？ Nigel 接下来的生活又会有什么样的变化呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Bobby 来分享这一部跟美食有关系的电影 Toast 吐司。
From this part we come to understand why little Nigel has such strong aspiration to be a good cook because his mother is not able even to make a sandwichAnd he's not get along well with his father, and his mother is sick. What will happen to little Nigel, and what will he do with this aspiration since childhood? And we'll go on with the little Nigel story tomorrow, so don't forget to join us.
也别忘了登录我们的网站 www.am334.com 在线收听以及重复收听 Home Video. I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
And Bobby, see you tomorrow.
With Mom gone, things in the culinary department did not get any better.
Just because you can sew up his clothes doesn't mean you anything like my mother. Forget it. He's never going to be interested in you.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky, when our love was new and our hearts were high. When the day was young and the night was long, and the moon stood still for the night's first song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail on the stars, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, understand, leave me just enough love to hold in my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. Quitte pas, il faut oublier, tout pas s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu à savoir comment. Oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile.
想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。当然，也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
From all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 every day.
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧。微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
It's full.